You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Now the in-depth on KSL, another college campus shooting, and it's raising questions about what we should do if we have a loved one at the school. For example, if you have a friend or family near that shooting scene yesterday, is it okay to call or text and see if they're okay, or could that possibly put them in danger? Something I'd never thought about. But joining us live is retired deputy police chief and associate professor at Salt Lake Community College, Chris Bertram. Chris, it's good to speak with you, though not in this circumstance. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. What a tragedy down there, especially on a campus where you would expect things to be safe. What happened yesterday is unique, but it's also a tragedy.
Is it okay to check in on a loved one, say a UNLV student in a situation like this, or are you putting them in harm's way by reaching to them on their phones?
Ideally, we would want to wait until we heard from them. But I know in the culture that we have now that we are in instant contact with anybody. If that is a loved one, a spouse, a child, a significant other, somebody that you have a direct relationship with, you're going to want to do that and you're going to want to reach out to them. But I think if it's a distant friend, I would wait to hear from them, just because not only, maybe putting them at risk in harm's way, but we have to remember that, those cell phones are going to tie up a system down there, and they're probably tied up and overburdened when one of these events happen.
Sure. Everybody's jumping on their phones as they can. So while I have you here, how do colleges like SLIC prepare for stuff like this?
Yeah, we have planning with regards to emergency responses. One of the things as a professor, I ensure that and thank goodness this is only a planning. It's not something that I've had to deal with. But in the planning, you learn how to, shelter in place, secure doors. We've changed our locking systems there so that that's a very easy prospect. Some of the newer buildings are built with this in mind. And so there's places to conceal yourself. I would inform my students, silence your phones. We they may be using them, but I don't want them going off and alerting somebody that we may be present in that classroom.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate it. The retired deputy police chief, Chris Bertram, who's now an associate professor at Salt Lake Community College. We appreciate the insight.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.